This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt and North Dakota Senator John Hoeven plan to make their own inspections of dams and levees along the Missouri River. The senators plan to embark Tuesday on a two-day tour that will take them from Montana to Missouri with members of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Parts of the tour will be by air, with others by ground. The senators' first-hand look at the river management system comes a year after extensive flooding along the Missouri River. The senators plan to be at the Garrison Dam and Fish Hatchery in North Dakota on Tuesday. They're to be in Kansas City and St. Joseph on Wednesday. Investigators with the Columbia Fire Department are looking into the cause of a fire at the Brookside on College apartment complex. As KBIA's Lucas Udston reports, Sunday's fire caused millions of dollars in damage.
The Brookside on College apartment complex was under construction and was scheduled to open in 3 months. Property owners now estimate about 30% of the apartment complex will be ready for tenants this coming August. Only one structure remains standing in the 145,000-square-foot complex. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, and Columbia Fire Department officials say it might be difficult to pinpoint the cause due to the extent of damage. Monday morning, demolition crews knocked down the most severely burned section of the complex. Later in the afternoon, the site was quiet, except for Mark Nanneman, who was in a neighboring parking lot painting a picture of the rubble. He says he learned about the fire from Facebook.
I've had a few people drive up, comment on the painting that I'm working on and, ask me if I lit the match or something like that. So there's definitely in the air a suspicion about, what happened here, because it is kind of suspicious.
Brookside officials estimate all the apartment's units damaged by the fire could be ready as soon as January. Lucas Udston, KBIA News.
The balmy weather didn't deter the thousands of people who gathered together yesterday morning for Columbia's 24th annual Memorial Day parade. KBIA's Scarlett Robertson was there.
The spectacle honoring fallen veterans included go-karts, marching bands, vintage cars, and aircraft. Kids, retirees, and everyone in between showed up. Trista Marple was there with her mother-in-law, Lynn Hendrick.
I'm wearing a red top with white shorts. The whole family is color coordinated, even the puppy.
Yeah, that's right.
We're having a great time here, enjoying the parade. It's been great. Beautiful, great beautiful day. It's just been fun. Very enthusiastic.
John Cunning was one of the people marching with the Boone County Fire Protection District pipes and drums, dressed in the band's kilt and beanie.
For me, it's a day to remember my father, who fought in World War II. I also have a brother-in-law who was in the Vietnam War, so it's a day to remember their service.
The parade ended at the Boone County Courthouse with a 21-gun salute and music from the Columbia Community Band. Scarlett Robertson, KBIA News.
The first female graduate of the United States Air Force Academy to be killed in combat is being honored with a memorial plaque in St. Louis. First Lieutenant Rosalind Schultz died 3 years ago this week when her vehicle was struck by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan. The 25-year-old was a St. Louis native. Friends and family gathered on Monday to install the plaque at the Jewish Community Center in Creve Coeur. Air Force Colonel David Aston served with Lieutenant Schultz in Afghanistan. Though he was Schultz's commanding officer, Aston says Roz was very much in charge. Friends of Schultz's parents spearheaded the effort to install the plaque, though Colonel Aston says Schultz's memory consecrates the ground better than any plaque could. The Environmental Protection Agency says it's awarding $400,000 to a St. Louis agency that will assess and plan cleanups of hazardous waste and petroleum at area sites. The regional EPA office in Kansas City, Kansas, said in a release that the St. Louis Development Corporation is getting the grant from EPA's Brownfields Assessment Program. Brownfields are properties where expansion or redevelopment can be complicated by pollution. The St. Louis agency is using half the money to conduct assessments on several properties potentially polluted with hazardous substances. The other $200,000 will be used to assess petroleum pollution at other sites. A group that advocates relaxing marijuana laws is considering broadening its campaign to Kansas City and Springfield. The group, Show Me Cannabis Regulation, was behind a 2004 measure that greatly relaxed penalties for marijuana smoking and possession in Columbia. A petition drive earlier this year did not gather enough signatures to get a statewide initiative on the November ballot. Opponents are already gearing up to fight the effort. John Hagen III, a Kansas City ophthalmologist, says studies show the drug has several detrimental effects, and it's illegal for a good reason. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.